This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. New developments in Afghanistan. Local sources confirm that the Taliban have taken over Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, leaving Kabul, the nation's capital, as the only major city in Afghanistan under government control. Eyewitnesses said Taliban had taken over the governor's office and the police headquarters by Sunday morning. Various reports said security forces were also retreating from other districts of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan and holds one of the key border crossings into Pakistan. The speed of the Taliban offensive has shocked both the locals and the international community, while violence in the country has been high since 2020 after the Taliban signed a deal with the United States. The latest campaign against Afghan cities has been unexpectedly fast. The Taliban gains started with the capital of Nimroz on Friday, capital of Nimroz province, that is, Friday, August 6th. 9 days later, they have surrounded Kabul from all sides. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a recorded message Saturday, told the nation he was consulting with both national and international players on the situation, which he called an imposed war. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent announced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive, which has accelerated in recent days. You can keep up on this swiftly developing story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake Saturday, with aftershocks continuing. Experts say at least two aftershocks of magnitude 5 and higher have struck in the past couple of hours. The latest measured 5.8 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and was near the site of the original quake. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck about 125 kilometers, that is, west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers. That information also from the U.S. Geological Survey. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government is mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He's declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. The White House said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed Saturday morning about the quake. Biden said in a statement that he is saddened by this devastating earthquake and what he called already a challenging time for the people of Haiti. He was referring to the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse and the political strife underlying that killing. Biden said he and the vice president send our deepest condolences to all those who lost a loved one or saw their homes and businesses destroyed. He added that the United States remains a close and enduring friend to the people of Haiti. Early results Saturday in Zambia's presidential election showed opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema leading, according to the Electoral Commission. Results from 31 of Zambia's 156 precincts show Hichilema leading President Edgar Lungu in the vote count, 449,699 to 266,202. The commission said it plans to announce final results by Monday. In a statement Saturday, Lungu said Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections were not free and fair, after saying polling agents were attacked and chased from polling stations in several provinces, in his words, rendering the whole exercise a nullity. And thousands of people marched in Montreal and across France on Saturday to protest vaccine passports. Starting next month in Canada's Quebec province, proof of vaccination against COVID-19 will be needed to go to a restaurant, bar, gym, or festival. In France, this was the fifth Saturday in a row in which people protested the country's plans for a vaccination pass, also needed to enter restaurants and travel on long-distance trains. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.